fighting game players are great at understanding how things work and why they work that way. But there's another layer to it when you need to understand just how things are built and why they're built the way they're built, what kinds of limitations that comes with, what things are possible, what things are not possible. You know, people are always of the mindset that the game could be better if this was different or that was different. And yeah, it would be better for you, but it's a very different experience being on the developer side of the fence, trying to make a product that can sustain itself, you know, as a business, but also making something that can bring joy and positivity and competition and learning to people's lives in a way that compels them and makes them, you know, want to play it and share it. Rumbleverse was a really special project to me. I love making games, and I love making competitive games, because I think the most interesting thing about games is the other players that you play them with, and creating a sandbox or a toolkit in which people can interact with each other and have those conversations, I just think is the best. But Rumbleverse was an opportunity to do something in that space that was really unique. Like, there isn't anything like Rumbleverse before it, and there hasn't been since then, which is pretty sad at this point because of, you know, how things went down with its cancellation. And while it was live, that was some of the best times, because it was such a fun game to watch the community play and talk about and to play with them. I was on it, you know, almost every day myself, and it's had just a major impact on my life. I've had a lot of missions in life, a lot of goals. I had goals like visit E3. That was a pretty tame goal, but it sounded grand to me when I was a kid. I'm still ambitious. I still want to do a lot. So I have to build new dreams. And sometimes those dreams, like Rumbleverse, get to come out and then they get taken away. But that doesn't mean I'll stop trying or stop coming up with new dreams. I need things to chase. And I think that's important for anybody in life. You need to build yourself up and find things that you're passionate about and that you want, and then take active steps towards attaining those things and doing those things. You know, I always wanted to go and visit Japan, and it took me until last year to finally do it. 42 years of life before I finally got to do that dream. But I think it's really important for everybody just to find something to chase. And even if you never make it, the journey is going to teach you so much. And you may come out the other end a different person, hopefully a better person.